We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Friday. Finally, we're going to be going over three game slate over at DraftKings, rotowire.com/soccer trial. Here we go. Let's find some goals. What's up, everyone? Adam's Drake here. It's Friday. Tomorrow is Saturday. The next day is Sunday. But we got a three-game slate on Saturday. Shouts to DraftKings for getting the slate up an hour, maybe 90 minutes before they've been getting it up. So shouts to DraftKings. I'm pumped up. But again, it's by myself here. Maybe we'll get Jordan, Ryan, Jack on a future show. We'll see what the schedule looks like for DraftKings. We're at the hands of DraftKings for what they do. But here we go. We're talking about this three-game slate. If you're looking for other content, we got betting content. We got, betting content, FPL rankings, Fantrax rankings, all that good stuff. But I'll be going into the cheat sheets here, rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. We got a pretty busy weekend. We got a busy day, a four-game interleague slate. We got a two-game Liga MX slate tonight. And I think there's a showdown as well. We got, Puebla against Atlas. Busy night of Liga MX action, but we got three home favorites on Saturday. Bournemouth have an implied total of 2.19. Might be the highest total they've ever had in the Premier League. I don't know the recent history here. Solanke minus 160. I believe I saw minus 190 at some point earlier in the week, but I guess that dropped down, or these are different odds. I don't know. Minus 160 for Solanke to score. They are the biggest favorite. Crystal Palace, second biggest favorite. So Bournemouth, about 2.2 implied goal total. Crystal Palace home against Luton Town, 1.79 implied goal total. Wolverhampton, 1.43 home against Fulham. That one is expected to be a little more even there. Going through lineups here. Wolverhampton, look at all these questionable tags. I don't know if any of these guys are actually going to miss out, though. So Jose Sa and Pedro Neto, I believe they both left at halftime of last weekend's games, but they should be good to go. João Gomes did not start last weekend, but he's been training. He should be good to go. So he would come in for Tommy Doyle, who started last week. So we got Gomes in here. Craig Dawson picked up some kind of groin issue in training recently. He could be out. If he's out, then someone else is starting. It's like some 19-year-old, if I can remember. I think his name is Gomes, something like that. I'll find it really quickly here. Santi Bueno, actually, he 2,500 there. So if Dawson doesn't start, it'd be Santi Bueno getting the start at center back. So you would have a home favored center back at 2,500. So something to keep an eye on there. Fulham, I don't expect any changes outside of Paulinho probably coming back in for Sasa Lukic. Paulinho has been suspended the last two league matches, though I will say there's still a chance Lukic is an option to start because they played well in recent matches. Otherwise, no changes there. That means Willian coming in from the bench, Decodover Reed coming in from the bench. Crystal Palace, Jordan Ayew had a bit of a hip issue, but Glasner didn't even mention it in his press conference, so you got to assume that Ayew is good to go here. Eze returned last week, got the goal from the free kick. He is getting closer to 100%, maybe not 100%, but he's getting there. So he played. Let's click into it here. How long did he play? He went 66 minutes last week. So maybe 80 minutes in this one, maybe a little more than that. So he's been training for about 2 weeks now following his injury. So he should be pretty close there. No other changes are expected for Crystal Palace unless Edouard comes in for Mateta, something like that. Luton Town may have some changes. So on the back line, again, I have Alfie Doughty here. Something to keep an eye on. Obviously, that's going to change if you play Doughty or not. He's gonna still have set pieces. But so he's 8,600, which is a pretty high price for a center back splitting set pieces. Obviously, something to monitor here. So last week, Amari Bell started, and Egbene did not start that match. So Egbene came in for Amari Bell, who is a center back, and that moved Alfie Doughty back to center back, which put Egbene and Issa Kabore on both the wings. There is a chance Gabriel Osho is dealing with some kind of muscle issue. There is a chance Osho starts, and then we'd have, so it would be Osho, Mangi, and Burke, and then we'd still have Doughty and Egbene / Kabore on the other wing. So obviously something to keep in track here, just leave and consider here. If you don't see three center backs for Luton Town, probably expect Alfie Doughty to be the third center back. Again, he's still going to be split set pieces. He's still going to be on probably that left side, probably moving up a decent amount, but playing center back is not the same as playing on the wing. So you're going to need to know where Doughty is in the formation. So if you have any questions, hit up the Discord, roadwire.com/chat. And then Chong is good to go. Townsend was back in the starting 11 last week, took the place of Colley Woodrow. I don't think anyone else is set to return, so it should be pretty similar there. Bournemouth, no changes for Bournemouth outside of Chris Meppham, probably going to get the start because Senesi is out with an injury, so that's going to give you another cheaper center back to use on a home favorite. So that's Chris Meppham right there. But no changes here. Solanke has been in and out of training for the past couple weeks. He's been dealing with a knee issue. It was the same situation last week where he had a knee issue. People didn't know if he's going to start or not. Ended up going close to 90. He's a guy who plays through injuries, so I'm not really worried about it. I'm not really worried about his minutes. He fights through. So if you're worried about the injury, assuming he starts, I wouldn't really worry about him going 45 minutes or something. So I'll throw that in there. As for Sheffield United, I don't know. What are you going to do? Chris Wilder has said multiple times this week that he's going to rotate. He's going to give some of the young guys some run, and it makes sense after what happened, what's happened all season, but namely what's happened the past couple weeks. I think they've lost their last three games by a combined 10-0 scoreline. So we could get Arblaster. Arblaster, maybe I'll talk about it later. All right, let's talk about it now. Arblaster's 3,100. He's probably 19 years old, 18 years old, something like that. But he came over from Port Vale over the transfer window, and he came off the bench in that last game. Brereton Diaz is also an option to start again. He's back from his injury. Baldock, I believe he played more of a center back role when he came on last game. Something to keep in mind if you're looking to play one of these guys, Baldock and Jaden Bogle are in the starting 11, you're going to get Bogle out wide. You're going to get Baldock more in the center back role there. And then I threw back in. So we got Asula back in the starting 11, Andre Brooks back in the starting 11. And really anything could happen with this lineup. Wilder was just like, yeah, at this point, it doesn't matter. Let's give the young guns some run and see what happens. It makes sense. They're 7 points behind Luton Town and then 11 points behind 17th place, I believe. So that Sheffield United lineup will look a little different as well. Maybe they'll show some life. We'll see. But as we get into cash games here, should be pretty straightforward. It's not the most difficult slate for cash games because, as you see in the graphic, if you saw on YouTube, we got Eazy-E on the graphic. We got Eazy-E song title as well. But Eazy-E is 9,900, which I don't think is enough. So he's back from injury. I think he should be like 11K. I know he didn't really do a ton last week at Tottenham. Crystal Palace didn't do a ton at Tottenham, but he was back from injury. I think he's going to get a few more minutes, and we've seen basically all season he's had 15-plus point floors, preloaded 20-point floors in good matchups. I can't see a reason to not play Eze at 9,900. We lock Eze in for 9,900. Let's go over. Yeah, I'll just run quickly here through cash games here. So Pedro Neto probably going to be. Let me look at Sarabia's price. Okay, Sarabia is 8,500. Let's check out the Wolverhampton corners lately. We still got Sarabia basically taking all of them. He's taken 8 of them in the last 2 matches, and Neto does not have a corner in those. So you probably want, while Pedro Neto does still have a floor without set pieces, I think the plus 4, the extra 400, I think is worth it for Sarabia, because we still have guys like Hwang and Cunha injured. So Sarabia, he's also not dealing with a minor knock, which Pedro Neto went off early last week because of. So let's plug in Sarabia here. And he is midfield only. So that's 8,500. So Eze, 9,900. You're going to have a question here. Tavernier is 8,300. And as a big favorite, let's kick on Tavernier. Let's look at these Bournemouth set pieces recently. He has a split of them, and Lewis Cook is the other guy. So I think it was the last game that Lewis Cook kind of went off with a couple assists. Lewis Cook is 6,200, so good luck playing that. So Tavernier, 8,300, Sarabia, 8,500. Those are kind of the guys you're looking at in the midfield. Eze, 9,900. And so that's Wolverhampton. As we get to Fulham here, Andres Pereira. Again, I'll click into his profile. I'll check out the profiles here for everyone. Let's look at the set piece situation. It's pretty much been Pereira. Harry Wilson has taken a couple, though he didn't take. They only did 2 against Brighton, so there's a chance Harry Wilson takes some. But I am worried about Andres Pereira. There was a time when he was getting a ton of minutes, but now that Iwobi's back, now that Tom Kearney's good to go, Willian's available. There's so many guys coming off the bench. Adama Traore has looked awesome coming off the bench in recent games. So there's just another guy to take up minutes in the attack. And we're just looking at this 75 minutes, 68 minutes, 69 minutes with a possibility. I know they're home here. I guess they're away. But with the possibility that maybe Harry Wilson steals a set piece or two. So Andres Pereira, 7K. I'm not going to be going there. But that is my worry with Andres Pereira. You can play him. 7K is a little cheaper than Tavernier and Sarabia, but I just don't think he has the same upside, and I don't think he has the same floor as those guys. And I don't want to pay 7K for that when it's only 1K more to get one of those other guys. Crystal Palace, we know the Eze situation. Okay. Let's see if Wharton actually took set. He didn't take any set pieces. They didn't really have a ton of set pieces against Tottenham last week. So, IU was still on some, probably when Eze went off after 66 minutes. Luton Town, we know about Luton Town. Let's check out what Andros Townsend did when he started last week. Doesn't look like he took any. He did take some of the prior game off the bench, but we're still looking at Alfie Doughty, Ross Barkley. Again, I doubt that even if Doughty starts as a center back, I don't think he's going to lose set pieces to Andros Townsend, but never know with a situation like that. But he's been taking set pieces pretty much all season. Bournemouth, we already looked at Bournemouth. Lewis Cook at an extreme price. Sheffield United, Hammer Time. What do we got for Hammer Time here? I think he's the only one taken. I don't expect Oliver Norwood to start. I guess we could get a McAtee and Hammer split, some sort of split like that. Do you want to play those guys? That's another question. Let's see where they're at. Okay, Hammer Time is 4,100. Okay. You know, when I came into the show, I didn't expect to be considering Sheffield United pieces, but Gustavo Hammer at 4,100 is actually really cheap. McAtee at 4,700 is really cheap. Okay, now I gotta reconsider my process here. But all those guys, these guys are actually in play. So we look at some of these results. All right, at Wolverhampton, Arsenal, some bad results. Brighton. At Bournemouth isn't the same kind of matchup as at Arsenal. So, like, you're getting these guys for sub 5K. I think you actually, these Sheffield United get players are options. Let's get back to forward here. I'm jumping a little bit all over the place, but hopefully you're making sense of it all. Forward, I use 8,400. I'm not sure you're going to be able to play as Eze and IU. Muniz, 8K. Okay. Semenyo, 7,900. He's gone 90 minutes each of the last two matches, which is interesting because pretty much all season, the guy opposite of Tavernier had been getting subbed off early, usually in the 60th minute. But if you're getting 90 from Semenyo, he's definitely maybe not a cash option, but obviously anyone home against Sheffield United, a pretty good look. I think DraftKings is missing an injury here for Franca here. Yeah, they are. But, okay. Let's go down the list. Awobi, 7,400. Agbene, 7,300. These are all okay options. Just not really places I'm looking. Cliver, 6,400. He's one of the guys that's going to be subbed off at the 70th minute. Are you going to want to try and get a goal and 18 points from Cliver in the first 60 minutes? Why not? They're home against Sheffield United. Mateta, 6,100. Mateta, who is pretty much going 90 minutes every match. Would you rather have Clivert for 6,400 at 70 minutes, or would you rather have Mateta for 6,100 at 90 minutes? Maybe I just answered that question for you. Townsend without set pieces, probably without set pieces, 6K, 50, 60 minutes. We'll see if he even starts, that kind of a thing. Maybe if Solanke doesn't start, we could get Enes Unal in the starting 11. He's 5,900. Brereton Diaz, I didn't mention him. I looked over him a little bit. 6,300, probably too expensive when you consider all of his teammates are sub 5K. So probably not going to go there either. Deco de Vrij, 5,400. Willasula, if you're into one of the young players who's probably going to start for Sheffield United, is 4,600. But I'll leave Willasula to Ryan Bolangi. That's his guy. But yeah, it's not really pretty at forward. So that's kind of why you have to play Eze in almost every one of your lineups. Unless you just stack Bournemouth, let's play let's play Semenyo and Solanke. Let's play Cliver and Solanke. Let's hope for five Bournemouth goals because Sheffield United are terrible. That's the other way to look at it. I find it difficult to fade Eze and then play IU and Mateta. Maybe you're getting goals from those guys, but you know, if you think Crystal Palace are getting 2-3 goals, like Eze's floor is going to be there and he's going to be involved in the goals in some way. So I find it difficult to fade Eze in pretty much all formats. Obviously you can always fade him in tournaments, but I'm probably not going to do it personally. 9,900 also just is not that expensive. So I like him a bunch in this spot. Another week of training off his injury. So, I mean, really, that's kind of it at forward. There's not a ton of options. We got these Bournemouth guys, and maybe Bournemouth struggle. I mean, it's not guaranteed. How many times do we see – there's been so many slates like this over the years where it's like, okay, this bottom 10 team is at home against a really bad team. So they're projected to score more than two goals. They're expected to dominate. How many times have we seen this bottom 10 team just not dominate like the odds suggest? Like, are we going to get 30 shots from Bournemouth? And is this going to be like an Arsenal situation? I don't think so. Like Bournemouth, obviously, they aren't Arsenal. So something to keep in mind there. I'm not saying fade Bournemouth, but I'm saying it's a possibility in tournaments. Maybe Sheffield United show life. Maybe they don't show life. I guess that'll be the main one of the questions on this slate. Midfield. So I mentioned Tavernier, mentioned Sarabia in cash games. Like if you can fit them in with Eze and Solanke, do it. I think it's definitely possible. You're going to have to punt at a position or two, but I think that, I guess as I go back to forward here, I'm not sure what your spend down option is at forward, unless you go with someone like Mateta in cash games, which 6,100 for Mateta isn't something I'd usually consider. But again, fading Solanke at -160, 8,900. Solanke definitely isn't a must by any means, given his injury. And we've seen a couple times here. I feel like Bournemouth had a recent match. Maybe it was the FA Cup or something, where they scored like 3 or 4 goals and Solanke wasn't involved in any of them. That's obviously possible. He has plenty of matches. Look at this, home against Nottingham Forest. Didn't even take a shot in that one, 1.1 points. Even against Burnley, where they got a couple goals. Burnley lost that one, but it's not like Bournemouth dominated. It's not like he finished with 6.1 points in that one. So, maybe you do save the money. Maybe you go down with someone like Mateta to save the 3K and put that money somewhere else in your lineup. But otherwise in the midfield, I'll just scroll down the list here. Maybe you fade Solanke, play Mateta so you can get Ross Barkley in your lineup. Barkley, just a guy who gets 10 points in every game, it seems at this point. Split a set pieces no matter what happens with Townsend. Game against Crystal Palace, I know they have a new manager, but they are kind of controlled last week by Tottenham. Now, it's obviously a different matchup, but 7,700. Maybe I'm just tweaking my lineup a bit. Let's put Mateta in here, and I think we can play. Might take a few more tweaks, but we could go like Eze, Mateta, Tavernier, Sarabia, and Ross Barkley. I think you can actually get that. I know your defenders aren't looking very good, but I think as I get to defender, I think that actually is in play. Let's just say you're getting 10 points with upside from Ross Barkley. You're getting the 10 points plus upside with Tavernier and Sarabia. Like, you can't really go wrong with that. The only problem is, okay, Solanke is the biggest favorite to score any braces, and 50% of people playing cash games also have Solanke. So, again, these are the things you'll have to consider. Andres Pereira, hopefully people will just be like, yeah, Andres Pereira, set piece taker. He's cheaper than the other ones. Let's play him. I think he's going to be like 20%, maybe less. I don't know. It's hard to say. He's been a little bit all over the place in terms of percentages from what I could see. Harry Wilson, 6,100. Harry Wilson is intriguing, but as I mentioned, that Fulham bench, he has gone 80-plus minutes each of the last two starts. Pereira, 7K. Lewis Cook, 6,200. No way we're playing Lewis Cook at 6,200. Unless you want to. Alex Scott, don't think he's going to start. Kearney, don't think he's going to start. He's 5,200. Will Hughes, this is the first time Will Hughes has been fully healthy under Glasner. I don't think he's going to start, but he could come in for, I don't know who he'd come in for. I don't think he'd be in attacking role. So maybe I won't mention Will Hughes here. Ryan Christie, who plays next to Lewis Cook, is 4,800. So I guess if you're in the sub 5K range, I guess that's fine. But again, this is going to be more of your utility spot here as I get down to the cheaper midfielders, because you got Tavernier, you got Sarabia, you got Barkley. Are you really going to fade two of those guys so you can go down to play, I don't know, who do you want to play? James, like the Sheffield United guys I mentioned, James McAtee, Hammer. I think this is just going to be your utility spot. I don't think there's any forwards down here, but we'll compare what defenders are down here. Paulinho, 4,200. Hammers, the 4,100. That's kind of what we're looking at here. That's really about it. I mean, Andre Brooks, if we really want to get down there, 3,200. Sasa Lukic, if he starts again, 3,200. I mentioned Arblaster at the beginning. Let me just double check Arblaster's age for the heck of it here. 19 years old. Yep, there we go. Ali Arblaster plays as a midfielder, 3,100. Probably only 60 minutes in him, though. He does, like I said, he came from Port Vale. So you think he's going to get a first start in the Premier League and play 90 minutes? No, he's probably going to go like 60 minutes. Don't think he's really ready to start, but we'll see what happens there. I think that's really it for midfielder. Again, with tournaments kind of play what you want, but obviously Pedro Neto fading Sarabia for Neto, something like that, getting a couple assists instead of banking on set pieces. But like these set piece guys are kind of what you want. This is almost like the tournaments. This is almost like a tournament slate where you play your cash game lineup. It's kind of looking like that, just because we have all these set piece takers who are pretty much the best players on these teams. We can fit them all in. Outside of that second forward spot, as we get to defender, there's just not a ton here in terms of guys you want to play. So that's why I think you can actually spend up on all these set piece takers and then just punt at defender. I mentioned Chris Meppham earlier. He's 3,200, starting, probably going to be a starting center back there for Bournemouth, home against Sheffield United. So that's pretty good. And what I say, Osho, possibility of Luton Town center back at 2,500. Again, we're just punting here. Austin Trusty, if you're a big American, if you're into playing American players, he's 2,600. There's a chance Ashioko starts for Luton Town as well. He's 2,700. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Again, there's not... What am I even doing here? I'm just naming off every center back on the slate. But I mentioned the situation with Baldock, who is 3K, and Bogle, who is 3,500. Chris Richards, if you want to play the American duo, maybe we should do that. Maybe we should just play Chris Richards and Austin Trusty, the two Americans at center back. That's only it's only 6K there for your two defenders. But as I talk about defender here, is it worth it to spend up on Anthony Robinson? Is it worth it to spend up on Milos Kerkez, Semedo? In tournaments, I think it is. But in cash games, I don't really think you have to go there. It depends how much you like Ross Barkley or how much you like Tavernier or Sarabia. Maybe you fade Tavernier in the best spot of the season for Bournemouth. Good luck, I guess. So if we do that, I'll just let's say you really like, okay, Milos Kerkez attacking left back, Sheffield United, terrible. Okay, let's play Kerkez for 4,800 in cash games. That means you're kind of down in the 6K, sub 6K range. So is Kerkez going to be worth it instead of a punt center back? So you're playing Harry Wilson or you're playing... there's not a ton here. Basically, I guess Harry Wilson. I don't know. I'm just looking at the 6K range. There's not much in this range from all the guys I mentioned. I mean, yeah, there's not much. I guess you don't have to punt your second center back. Maybe you just go hammer time in your utility. Maybe people will do that. Let's just do hammer time, and then you could spend up on goalkeeper as well. There we go. I just built the lineup. Oh, Santi Bueno was a 2,500 possibility start for where's Osho at? Osho's 2,800. So I think, what do we got? I'm analyzing $2,500 center backs. That's what it comes to. I think there's only one option here. The option, unless LaRucci starts, I don't think he's going to start. So the option is Santi Bueno. Okay, so there's the lineup. I just built the cash lineup. I'm not going to play this one, but because I'm not going to play it, I'll give it out. So Eze, Mateta, Tavernier, Sarabia, Kerkez, Santi Bueno, Neto, Gustavo Hammer. There's your cash lineup. People are going to play that. Obviously, if Santi Bueno doesn't start, then people aren't going to play that, but it is an option. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to spend up at defender. I don't think playing like a guy like Milos Kerkez isn't playing spending up on a guy like a Trippier, spending up on your expensive defenders who get set pieces kind of thing. I know they're home against Sheffield United, and maybe that means this is out the door, but I mean, you just look at some of these performances by Kerkez, like even the game against Burnley. Okay, you got the clean sheet, 8.1 points, a couple crosses in that game. I don't know. I'm just not seeing it. Like, what are we expecting from Kerkez? Obviously, you're expecting him to get on the score sheet kind of a thing, but he hasn't hit 10 points many times this season. Let's see what the floor says about this. Let's plug in defenders here. and see where the floor is. Adam Morton. We playing Adam Morton. Adam Morton's now listed as a midfielder, so that needs to be updated there. But so Anthony Robinson has the highest floor of defenders on the slate, and it's below 8 points. And how many times have we played Anthony Robinson at this price? Probably a lot of times, because he always seems to get to his number. At Wolverhampton, though, like, is it worth it? I don't think it's worth it, because when you punt, you can get the guys like Barkley. You can get all the three top midfielders in your lineup, or you can get Solanke as your second forward. You can just do other better things, I think, than trying to get, okay, let's try and get 8 to 10 points from this fullback. Eight Nerys up here as well. Nelson Semedo's 4,700, eight Nerys 4,400, Munoz is 4,100. I mean, his numbers just really haven't been there in this role. I think he got there against Burnley because Burnley were down to 10 men. Kabore 4K. I think that's kind of tough at Crystal Palace. Just not sure it's worth it. So decide what you want to do at defender. I'm probably going to spend down, but you can play some of these guys. Hope to get your 10 points. Hope they make the score sheet kind of thing. But I just don't think it's worth it. Then we get to goalkeeper. So we look at, okay, 42% clean sheet odds. You know, given how Sheffield United have played, it almost feels like Bournemouth should have 80% clean sheet odds. But 42% actually is not that high. If I can, I will try to get to Neto, but I don't think with the lineup that I have been toying with, I don't think I'm going to be able to get to him, because that will require spending down at your utility. That will be requiring you to fade Tavernier, Sarabia, or Barkley. So you're going to have to fade one of those guys in order to get Neto. And is anyone else worth it? Crystal Palace, John Stones, 5,400. Jose Sa, 4,900. Pretty tough there. 35% clean sheet, 27% clean sheet for Wolverhampton there. I think I'm going to go Neto or spend down for any of these guys. Leno's 4,600, and I ain't sure that's worth it. Maybe Kaminsky. Are we sold on Crystal Palace? Just dominating. Look at Kaminsky here. He's made like 20 saves in the last three games. So you got the save upside. Ivo Gerbic. What are we going to do there? Gerbic is 3,700. I think it's actually okay to play him. I think we're going to get rotation from Sheffield United. And Chris Wilder is going to play guys who actually want to play. Or at least that's what he said. He's going to play guys who want to be playing in the Premier League, who want to be on the pitch. Does that help them? Do you want to base your lineup around Sheffield United's back line and Ivo Gerbic? Probably not. Seems extremely risky. But I think it's just a different – it's going to be a different situation than it was against Arsenal. And we saw Fotheringham rack up multiple saves in almost every game this season. How many saves did he have against Bournemouth? He had 8 saves in the prior matchup against Bournemouth. So I don't think this is – people will look at it and be like, Sheffield United, worst Premier League team ever. I'm not going to play Gerbic. But I think we're going to get more save chances here than – I mean, even then he had 4 against Arsenal. So that's kind of the breakdown of the slate here. I don't think I have any – just in terms of cash games, I don't think there's really anything else there. In terms of tournaments, how do we want to win this? That's another question. But just for cash games, I think I kind of mentioned all of it. It's gonna come down to your second forward. It's gonna come down to your utility, and I guess if you're gonna want to play Gustavo Hammer, do you want to play a Sheffield United player? Hammer is back to back 90s, so that is one positive for Hammer, because they subbed off. Wilder subbed off all of the players he hated in the last game and all the players who weren't trying. And, 90 minutes, that means Hammer has been trying. So that's good news for him. I'm not sure their formation is going to matter in terms of that. But either way, it looks like got a mistake in that lineup. But, yeah, so that's kind of what it comes down to for cash games. There's not that many decisions to make. In terms of tournaments, you're going to have to decide – how many goals Bournemouth are going to score. Bournemouth, again, 2.2 implied goal total, home against Sheffield United. Are you going to play this like, okay, Sheffield United are terrible, let's get five goals from Bournemouth? Then you just stack Bournemouth. You get all the goals for Bournemouth. You play Kirkes. I don't know if you want to play Adam Smith. You play Zabarnia for the center back goal. Ryan Christie, because he's 2K cheaper or 1K cheaper than Lewis Cook. You play him for a random goal coming out of the back kind of a thing. You play that. You take that route. It's probably going to be pretty popular. Sheffield United's performances in recent games is fresh in everyone's minds. So Bournemouth says in the odds they will be the most popular team here. So that's fine. But personally, I think I'm going to try and look elsewhere. Maybe it's not going to work. Probably won't work. Maybe it will work. We'll see. But I think there's going to be some more fight from Sheffield United. Are we going to get goals from these other matches, though? So Wolverhampton, that match is 2.78 implied total. The Crystal Palace-Luton Town game is 2.87. So neither one of those games is expected to be high scoring. But again, this Luton Town team, who is – so Ross Barkley's in the midfield, and Jordan Clark, who's not really a defensive midfielder, is playing in the role next to him, where they've had Lekanga playing in that role. They had Nakamba playing in that role next to Barkley. Instead of like a true defensive midfielder, they've had Jordan Clark in the midfield. And I don't think that helps their defense. They gave up 3 goals against Aston Villa. They gave up 6 goals against Man City. So maybe that's a matchup kind of thing, but I think not having a true defensive midfielder in there is not helpful. And not having to move someone like Doughty to center back, also not helpful. Also, Tom Lockyer and Amari Bell, both out, they're 2 best center backs. So you got that in there. Is this game going to be high scoring? Maybe. We haven't seen a ton. There hasn't been a ton of history for Glasner and this Crystal Palace team. This is only his second match. This is his home opener as manager of Crystal Palace. So I think you can go for goals with this one. This Crystal Palace Luton Town game. You can go for goals with Wolverhampton Fulham. You can fade Bournemouth and find goals. It's not going to be too difficult. How are we going to take that Wolverhampton-Fulham match? Fulham home, team that likes to score off the counter kind of thing. What does that mean against Fulham? I'm not sure. But Fulham have played better with Alex Iwobi in the lineup. They got him back from AFCON, and after a month of struggling, they got him back in their team, and they're suddenly better. No coincidence there. So, I don't know. I think that there's not too much to say. I mean, this is you got Bournemouth as a big favorite. Make a decision if you want to stack Bournemouth, or if you want to look at if you think Crystal Palace can get 3 goals. Maybe we go there. What do you think is going to happen in this Wolverhampton Fulham match? I mentioned this a couple weeks ago I think it was Wolverhampton at Tottenham, but you can play Sarabia and Neto together. Bellegarde as the third attacking option. He's 5,800. I think this is the first time I mentioned his name here. 81 minutes last week, 3 shots, 2 shots assisted, 9.1 points. There's probably a guy right there that no one's, maybe I wouldn't say no one, but he's probably going to be sub 10%. So Wolverhampton, home favorite against Fulham, Bellegarde in an attacking role. People are going to be looking to Strabia and Neto. Bellegarde not really going to be in too many conversations for Wolverhampton pieces. So if you want to get different with Wolverhampton, play Bellegarde. Fulham, I think it's a pretty wide range in terms of these players. Harry Wilson had a great match last week. Muniz has been in form, and he will get a decent amount of looks. Iwobi's a guy who will show up here and there, has a decent floor, has an okay floor. I wouldn't say decent, but so maybe there's not really anyone at Fulham to get different unless you go down to Paulinia. How do you get different with Crystal Palace? Well, you're probably going to play Mateta or IU along with Eze. I think that's a possibility. Plenty of times we've seen goals and assists to the same players. Crystal Palace, it just seems like a team where it's not often we get their fullback/wingbacks appearing on the score sheet. Jefferson Lerma will maybe get a random goal here and there when he blasts one from 30 yards out. Adam Morton, it just doesn't seem like the players behind the front line of attack pop up on the score sheet that much. So I think I'd kind of just like stick with the Eze, stick with the IU, Mateta. Maybe if you want to float Lerma in there at 4,400 for, you know, maybe he's going to get four shots in this game because they're home against Luton Town. Maybe he'll grab a goal kind of a thing. Something you could consider. If you want to play Jefferson Lerma instead of Gustavo Hammer or James McAtee, something like that. Luton Town, go for it. Play Carlton Morris. Don't play Townsend. I don't know about playing Chong or not. What's Chong at? Chong is 5K. So he did score last week. He actually drew five fouls as well, which upped his floor a bit. Benny's always in play. I like Benny, but his fantasy numbers haven't been as good in the past few weeks. That's why he was benched last week because of his fantasy numbers. But that's all I got here. To be different with Bournemouth, Cliver is probably your guy. He's a little cheaper. Probably going to be going under the radar. Semenyo had that good game. He's going 90s. Cliver's probably going to be the guy going under the radar for them. And then Sheffield United, their entire team, is going to be going under the radar. All right. Well, this is 40 minutes. I thought I was going to be talking for 20. So shouts to me on that one. But I hope everyone has a good Friday. Good luck on the slate. Make sure to hit up our Discord, rotowire.com/chat. Any questions in there, throw them in. The conversation is buzzing. No matter what's going on, Liga MX, Interleague slates, Europa League slates, no matter what's going on. Also, we got, I guess it doesn't matter now. I was going to say we got FA Cup stats coming pretty soon here, but rotowire.com/soccer trial, 48-hour trial. Thank you for watching this. The solo shows are okay. Probably not as helpful as, you know, a three-person panel here breaking down the slate, but maybe we'll get these slates coming out at a quicker time, sooner on Fridays in the future. Maybe DraftKings is working some kinks out. Maybe we'll get these out a little sooner. But thank you for watching this. Thank you for listening to this. Please like, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give a thumbs up on YouTube. Give a thumbs up to the podcast. Good luck on this slate. And make sure to check out our betting content as well. Thank you for watching. See everyone next week.